Leo XIV and the Infinite Complexity of Papal Trips, Summary. This week's article argues that the Vatican may be overestimating the effectiveness of contemporary papal travel by measuring success through visible indicators such as massive crowds, favorable headlines, and elaborate ceremonies, while paying insufficient attention to deeper crises that increasingly shape public perceptions of the Catholic Church. As Pope Leo XIV prepares for visits to France in September and to Uruguay, Argentina, and Peru in November, the article contends that the real challenges he faces are not logistical but institutional, political, and moral. France serves as the starting point. Media coverage surrounding Leo's visit has largely emphasized familiar images associated with papal travel, large gatherings, national symbolism, liturgical celebrations, and public enthusiasm. Yet behind the spectacle lies a far more complicated reality. One of the Pope's most significant challenges will be addressing the consequences of decades of clergy sexual abuse scandals, particularly in a country where survivors remain organized, vocal, and determined to press for accountability. The article points to the ongoing fallout from the Bethlehem case and to the symbolism of Lourdes, where Pope Prevost is expected to meet privately with survivors while abuse-related controversies continue to surround French Catholic life. A second challenge is migration. The article argues that Leo XIV's highly publicized pro-migrant message during his recent visit to Spain may already be showing signs of losing influence. Despite enormous crowds and extensive media attention, events that followed in Ceuta, including anti-migrant tensions and statements from local clergy, raise questions about whether the Pope's message produced any lasting impact. The example of a priest in Ceuta whose public position appeared closer to political currents associated with J.D. Vance's interpretation of Ordo Amoris than with the migration messages promoted by Francis or Leo XIV serves as evidence that even parts of the Church itself may be resistant to papal priorities. The article therefore questions whether attendance figures and media enthusiasm can still be considered meaningful measures of success. What matters, it argues, is what remains after the crowds go home and the cameras leave. France is presented as particularly vulnerable to these tensions. Anti-migrant sentiment, political support for Marine Le Pen, and unresolved abuse scandals involving members of the French hierarchy create a context in which papal messages may encounter strong resistance. The article examines Cardinal Jean-Marc Avellini and ongoing controversies surrounding abuse cases in southern France, arguing that advocacy for migrants and marginalized communities cannot compensate for failures in addressing clergy sexual abuse. The focus then shifts to South America. Drawing on the memory of Pope Francis's troubled 2018 journey to Chile, the article argues that Latin America can no longer be treated as guaranteed territory for triumphant papal visits. Years of abuse scandals and institutional failures have weakened the Church's credibility and its capacity to mobilize public enthusiasm. Uruguay, Argentina, and Peru therefore present challenges fundamentally different from those faced by earlier popes. At the center of the article stand three survivor perspectives from three different parts of the world. The first comes from France, where survivors have published an open letter addressed directly to Leo XIV. Although critical of the Church, the letter remains constructive. Its authors urge the Pope to expand prevention efforts, open archives, strengthen accountability mechanisms, establish independent reparation systems, and take concrete institutional action. Most importantly, they are still willing to engage in dialogue and still believe reform remains possible. The second comes from Argentina, where survivor organizations have reached a dramatically different conclusion. Their declaration rejects dialogue with Leo XIV altogether and states that any future encounters with church authorities should take place in courtrooms rather than in private meetings. The document reflects what many Latin Americans would call bronca, accumulated anger created by decades of perceived impunity, institutional protection of offenders, and failed promises of reform. The third perspective comes from New Zealand. The inclusion of a recent statement by survivors there broadens the article beyond a comparison between France and Argentina. The significance of the New Zealand case is that survivors working in a vastly different cultural, political, and ecclesiastical environment are expressing concerns strikingly similar to those raised elsewhere. Their criticism suggests that frustrations with listening processes, safeguarding rhetoric, and the absence of concrete solutions are not confined to a single country but may reflect a broader institutional problem. The article ultimately argues that these three cases together reveal something larger than national differences. French survivors are still challenging the Pope and offering solutions. Argentine survivors have largely moved beyond dialogue. New Zealand survivors suggest that the underlying grievances extend across continents. Together they form a warning to the Vatican that symbolic gestures, carefully managed meetings, and successful public events may no longer be sufficient responses to a crisis that survivors increasingly see as global, structural, and unresolved. The central question is not whether Leo XIV can fill stadiums or attract crowds, but whether papal trips still possess the power to produce meaningful change in a church confronting a profound crisis of credibility.